Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a subweight-based chain in Ableton Live 12, then resampling it into a crunchy sampler texture that feels right at home in jungle, old-school drum and bass, rollers, and darker bass music. The big idea here is not just to make the bass sound dirty, it's to create a controlled, reusable effects layer that adds movement, grit, and character without wrecking the sub. That's the balance. Clean weight down low. Animated chaos up top. That's where the magic lives. So think of this as a bass character pass. We're going to perform it, automate it, print it, and then chop it like a real instrument. First, set up your source. You want two layers. One track for the sub, and one track for the texture. For the sub, keep it simple. Use something like Operator, Waveeatable, or any clean sine-based source. Keep it mono. Keep it stable. And if you need to, low pass it so it stays focused. The main rule is, do not let the sub wander into stereo or get overly processed. Below around 120 Hz, you want discipline. Then build a second layer for the dirty harmonics. This is where the personality comes in. Use a restyle patch, a detuned saw layer, or even a sampled bass hit. The important part is that it lives mostly in the mids. High pass it so it's not fighting the sub. Around 80 to 120 Hz is a good starting point. This separation matters a lot in drum and bass. The low end has to stay readable on a big system, but the mids are where you can really push the attitude, the crunch, and the movement. Now let's build the FX chain on that texture layer. A really solid starting chain is a Q8, saturator, overdrive or pedal, auto filter and redux. You can also add a very light chorus ensemble if you want a bit of width in the upper mids, but be careful, we're not trying to smear everything. Start with EQ8. High pass the texture, maybe around 90 to 120 Hz. If it's getting cloudy, pull a little out around 250 to 400 Hz. That area can get boxy fast. Next, saturator. Add some drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. This helps bring out harmonics and makes the sound feel more solid before you print it. Then use overdrive or pedal for more character. You don't need to go full destruction yet, just enough to add edge and bite. After that, auto filter. This will be one of the main movement tools. It's the thing that lets the bass breathe and evolve across the phrase. Then redux. Use it gently. The point is controlled degradation, not permanent digital wreckage. A little sample rate reduction, a little bit depth reduction, and suddenly you get that crunchy sampled feel that works so well in old school jungle energy. Now here's the key part. Automate before you resample. This is where a lot of people go wrong. If you just print a static sound, the result might be gritty, but it won't feel alive. In DNB, the most useful textures usually come from movement. Filter openings, drive changes, tiny shifts in width, quick moments of tension and release. So draw automation over a 4-bar or 8-bar loop. Try this kind of shape. In the first bar or two, keep the filter slightly closed and the drive moderate. Then open the filter a bit around bar 3 to lift the phrase. Push it harder in bar 4. And maybe close the filter quickly at the end of the bar to create a little transition hit. You can also move saturator drive, redux amount, and even utility width if you want the texture to feel narrower or wider at different moments. Just remember, subtle changes often sound more intentional than huge over-the-top sweeps. Think like a drum edit. Small movements can make a loop feel engineered. Once the automation feels good, it's time to print it. Create a new audio track and route the processed texture into it. You can use resampling or take the output from the track After Effects, depending on how you've set it up. Arm the audio track and record the loop while your automation plays. Record at least one cleanish pass, one heavier pass, and one transition pass, where the filter opens more or the crunch gets more intense. If you can, capture a full 4 or 8 bars, plus a little extra tail. When it's recorded, don't just leave it there. Treat that print like raw sample material. Zoom in and listen for the best moments. You're looking for crunchy attacks, open peaks, noisy tails, and any unstable artifacts that sound exciting when chopped. If the print feels too thick or messy, that's okay. We'll shape it next. Now drag the resample into Simpler or Sampler on a new MIDI track. If you want speed, Simpler is great. If you want more control and a more instrument-like feel, go with Sampler. If the audio has clear hits and different moments, try slice mode in Simpler. If it behaves more like a continuous phrase or a bass texture bed, one-shot mode might be better. In Sampler, you can map the sample across the keyboard and really turn it into a playable texture instrument. Set your start and end points carefully so the most interesting crunchy section is the focus. Use the filter and amp envelope to shape how the note speaks. A few useful ideas here. Keep the attack short if you want stab energy. Use a medium to K if you want more of a base hit shape. Set the filter somewhere around 2 to 8 KHC depending on how bright the sample is. And if the line feels too stiff, add a little glide or portamento for that old school liquid movement. This is the fun part. Now your automation print becomes a new instrument. That's a huge workflow move. You stop treating the FX chain like a final stage and start using it as a source generator. Now start chopping and arranging that sampler texture like a DNB phrase tool. In jungle and rollers, texture works best when it answers the drums. It shouldn't just sit there occupying space all the time. It should speak, so build a simple 8-bar idea. In bars 1 to 4, let the main bass line and sub establish the groove. In bar 5, bring in the resampled texture on the offbeat or right after the snare. In bar 6, shorten it up and make the response more chopped. In bar 7, increase tension with higher notes or a tighter gate. In bar 8, use a fill, a reverse hit, or a filter down move to lead into the next phrase. That call and response relationship is super effective in drum and bass, because it leaves room for the break, while still making the bass line feel alive. A simple musical example would be this. The sub holds the root movement, the snare lands on 2 and 4, and the sampler texture answers on the last 8th note of bar 2 and the last quarter of bar 4. Then in the next 8 bars, the texture gets a bit higher and a bit more aggressive. That's the kind of arrangement that feels intentional. Now we need to tighten the mix so the crunch sits above the sub, not inside it. On the sampler texture track, use EQ8 and utility. High pass somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz. If the texture feels too wide or messy in the low mids, use utility to narrow it a bit. If it's harsh, pull a little out around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it needs more bite, a gentle boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. On the sub, keep it mono and clean. Avoid distortion unless it's specifically part of the sound you want. And always check that it doesn't fight the kick. Always listen in context. Kick, snare, sub, and texture together. That's where the truth is. A good habit is to solo the texture just long enough to shape it, then go right back to the full drum and bass loop. If the groove stops making sense without soloing, the patch is probably too isolated and not musical enough. Now let's talk arrangement movement. This technique gets way more powerful when the automation evolves across the track, not just inside one loop. In the intro, keep the texture filtered and subtle. In the build, open the filter gradually and maybe throw some reverb on a few hits. At the drop, let it hit harder with more saturation and tighter chops. In the switch up, change the sample start point, shorten the decay, transpose it up a few semitones, or switch to a different printed version. That's especially useful in jungle arrangements around the 16-bar point, where a break edit or bass variation can act like a bridge into the next section. Now, a few extra coach notes that can really level this up. Print the automation with intention, then edit the recording like a sample. Trim the dead air. Keep the strongest transient zones. Loop the most useful little moment. The printed file is not just output, it's raw material. Also, keep a clean version of the print before you process it further. Duplicate the audio. One clean pass can save you later if the heavier version gets too cooked. And once the sample is inside simpler or sampler, try using clip envelopes for extra motion. Automate sample start, filter frequency, amp decay, transpose, or glide time. That gives you a second layer of movement without needing to reprint the whole effects chain. You should also be thinking in bass phrases, not just sounds. That's one of the biggest differences between a cool patch and a proper DNB line. If the sound is good but the phrase is static, it won't land. The rhythm and the arrangement are part of the sound. If you want to go further, make multiple resamples from the same automation pass. One cleaner and weightier, one more biting around 1 to 3 kHz, and one where the filter opens further in the last bar. Then alternate them across sections so the drop evolves without rewriting the bass line. You can also reverse a short slice of the print and place it before a snare or bass hit. That gives you a really nice tension lead-in and a classic jungle-adjacent feel. Another strong move is to load a brighter version of the sample an octave up in a second sampler. That gives you fills and turnarounds without muddying the main groove. And if you want more expression, map velocity to filter or amp envelope in sampler, so harder MIDI notes bring out more crunch. That makes one patch behave like multiple articulations. Let's wrap with the main workflow. Build a clean mono sub and a separate dirty mid-bass layer. Automate the texture first. Resample the most musical moments. Turn the print into a sampler or simpler instrument. Shape it with filtering, chopping, and arrangement. And always keep the low end disciplined. The big lesson here is contrast. Table low end, animated crunchy mids, intentional phrase movement. That's what gives you those jungle and old school DnB vibes without turning the whole bass line into mush. If you want a quick practice challenge, make a 4-bar phrase today. Build the clean sub and mid layer, automate filter and drive, resample it, and load it into Sampler. Then make a second loop, where the sampler texture answers the drums on the offbeat. Choose the version that feels more musical, not just more distorted. That's the goal. Build the weight, print the character, and let the sampler do the talking.